If you can't get a good night's sleep, let me ask you, are you breathing well? Because if you're snoring or waking up each night with a stuffed up nose or frustrated with your CPAP mask, the root of your sleep problem lies in your breathing passages. And if any one of those passages isn't working, you won't sleep well, and there's no mattress, pill, or other gimmick that can fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kiandula with Advent. A recipe for a good night's sleep starts with an open airway. Now, there are devices that can help solve snoring or sleep apnea problems. If you walk into a sleep center, know you'll walk out with a CPAP. And you might find other options elsewhere. But the simple truth is, if your nose doesn't work properly, no device will help. Only at Advent will you find every effective snoring and sleep apnea solution, along with a world-class team that can get your nose working properly again. Go to AdventNose.com to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows, when you breathe well, you live better.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Everyone knows that mortgage interest rates are sitting near all-time lows. We've been extremely busy pre-approving and closing homeowners, saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month. At the Home Loan Expert office, we do FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, jumbo, refi, new purchase, you name it, we have a loan for it. The savings are only 5 minutes away. thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio. ProFootballTalk.com. NBC Sports. Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
It is. We are now waiting with bated breath because they've moved the deadline back. We thought we'd know by Thursday if indeed this CBA had passed, but they've moved it back till Sunday. Very curious move. Why did they do it? Was it to prevent any lawsuit or anything? People didn't have enough time to read it. Was there too many complaints, or was it just being preventive?
Well, I think one of the key factors was on Monday, the NFLPA supplemented the 456-page CBA, which no one is going to read, with a side-by-side comparison, a document that looks at differences between the 2011 deal and the proposed 2020 deal. And look, none of these decisions get made without the advice of lawyers. And someone thought it would be a good idea to bump back the deadline by 2 days. At the same time, they decided not to let guys who had already voted change their votes.
Right.
And this isn't like busting open a ballot box and saying, hey, I think that's my X on that piece of paper. It's all done digitally. They should be able to let guys vote again if they want to vote again. They chose not to do it. Now, I don't know what that means. I had someone suggest to me this morning that a lot of minimum salary guys realized they screwed themselves, although he didn't use the word screwed, by listening to J.J. Watt and Aaron Rodgers and just blindly voting no. But either way, there are some guys out there who have buyer's remorse now that they've cast their ballot, but the union isn't going to let them change it.
Were there enough of those guys to maybe swing it? Mike, I know you, and we're not talking about like, you know, Super Tuesday and forecasting what happened, looking at the ballot box and all that, but I mean, what does this suggest? Do you think that there could be enough of those guys who may have not been able to, so this won't be ratified?
It's going to take a lot, but social media is very powerful nowadays. And when there is a flood right out of the gates of big name guys, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, J.J. Watt, the big name guys who are making big money, who will play 16 games every year, and or who are the ones who are going to be playing in the 17th game if healthy, when they say vote no, vote no, a lot of the guys who otherwise aren't paying attention may just follow suit. So if everyone votes their interest, this should be a landslide in favor of the CBA. You know, the rough math I'll do is 20 guys per team know that they are going to be on the team and on the field in 2020. And in any given year, there's 20 guys who know that their jobs are safe. The other 33 on the main roster, plus the 10 practice squad players, they don't know what the hell they're going to be doing. And they don't care about playing 17 games. They're trying to play one game. And those are the guys who all should be voting yes for this because of the things it does for the players at the bottom. And the problem with this union, unlike so many other unions where, you know, everybody is kind of locked into what they make and what the jobs are, you've got a hierarchy of star players and non-star players, and their interests are going to be very, very different because the stars will play 17 games, and the non-stars, they're the guys who stand on the sidelines. For the 22 guys who are on the field as starters, there are always going to be 31 on the roster and another 10 on the practice squad who are watching them. Now, some of those guys contribute, but they're not playing every snap on offense and defense, and that is a very real dynamic when it comes to tallying votes on a simple majority standard. I just don't think the union leadership did a good enough job communicating with all players so they understood what they were voting for and what they were voting against.
And meanwhile, the league follows suit and pushes back the franchise tag deadline. This is the second pushback on that, and it's now until Monday because they want to know what's going on with the CBA before they make that decision.
Well, and they need to do that. They need to do that because right now, under the current deal, every team has, in the final year of the 2011 CBA, one of each, a franchise tag and a transition tag. And I was surprised they immediately didn't adjust the deadline once it was clear the union vote was going to last 8 hours beyond application of the franchise or transition tag. So now there will be 36 hours to process whether or not you're going to use the tags based upon which rules apply. And it's either going to be the old CBA, one of each, or the new CBA, one or the other, but only one. And that really affects teams like the Cowboys, who need to get Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper on the team next year. The Titans, who have Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill, if they decide to keep Tannehill. So it makes sense to push it back. And now it's pushed back as late as it can be. You have to apply the tags 1 second before the window opens for other teams talking to your potential free agents.
Mike, I know the NFL is only dealing with maybe the draft and the owners' meetings in regard to how to handle how the coronavirus will affect those events. But what do you think about the way other leagues have handled it and what's ahead for March Madness if, from your vantage point?
Well, let me be candid with you. I don't know how to assess it because I don't know what I'm supposed to really be concerned about because there really isn't, in my estimation, a unified voice, a clear and simple set of instructions about what we should and shouldn't be doing as a society. You know, these are the moments where if you're a kid, you look and see what mom and dad tell you to do. And there ain't no mom and dad running around telling us one set of instructions. Mom is saying one thing and dad is saying something else. So, you know, the stuff about keeping reporters out of the locker rooms, I mean, the locker room's already a freaking cesspool. Like, what's the and the players who participate in major professional athletics, those are not the ones who are in the risk group, from what I understand, of having a serious outcome from coronavirus. So it all just feels like it's scattershot. Everybody's got a different approach. Nobody knows what the hell to do. People, I think, are making decisions based on fear, based on potential legal liability, and I don't know what's going to happen. And the only thing that is good for this for the NFL is they're not in the middle of anything right now where they have to decide what they are or aren't going to do. But, you know, 64,000 people showed up for 4 XFL games this weekend, which was their lowest attendance yet, but it still was a decent number for 4 games. And, you know, it's just weird. People are showing up for things in some contexts, and in other contexts, things are being shut down. And I just don't know what to believe. I don't know what to do. And I keep waiting for someone to tell us all what to do.
Do you have any idea where Tom Brady's going? Does the league know? Does anyone know? Does Belichick know? I mean, it just seems like the rumors are just crazy.
Well, and it's funny because Tom Brady told Charlie Weiss last week via text message, nobody knows anything, and anybody who says they know anything doesn't know. Well, nobody's saying they know. It's all guesswork and speculation at this point. And I really do believe there's something to this 49ers possibility. I'm not saying he's going to end up with San Francisco, but when you think about how everything unfolded last week, to the point where multiple members of the 49ers team were chiming in on social media, if the 49ers are not considering Tom Brady, if it's laughable to suggest that they would throw Jimmy Garoppolo overboard and bring Tom Brady back to the area where he's from, they should say so.
Right.
And it's very easy to say so. Issue a statement or put Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, or John Lynch, the GM, on radio, or just start telling players and trust that nature will take its course and someone will say to a reporter, hey, they've told us they're not pursuing any other quarterback, that Jimmy Garoppolo is their guy. Now, both guys said it, and that's what the 49ers fans will say to me loudly on Twitter. Oh, both Lynch and Shanahan said it at the Combine. Well, the world has changed since then. At the Combine, there wasn't this widespread belief that Tom Brady wants to play for the 49ers, and maybe the 49ers should consider it. Now there is. And the silence becomes deafening, and the longer it lasts, I think the 49ers are realistic, the Titans are in the mix, and the question becomes, what do the Patriots do? And with the CBA vote, guys, being delayed until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Saturday night, the Patriots basically have Sunday and 12 hours of Monday to try to structure a deal based upon whatever the rules are. And it's going to be harder to come up with a deal to keep Tom Brady in New England if the CBA doesn't pass, because he already counts $13 million plus against the cap for next year because of past bonus money. They have to structure something that allows them to push maximum dollars into future years. And under the current CBA, final year of the CBA, it is much harder to kick the can. And they're going to have basically a day to figure it out, whether it's new deal or old deal. They won't know until Sunday.
Mike, I'm intrigued by the free agency of Jason Peters. He's a 38-year-old left tackle, but I'm a little surprised he's on the open market. I'm curious to find out what the interest level will be. It's also fascinating that he and Trent Williams have the same agent. What do you expect for his free agency?
Well, great tackles rarely are available. You get them in the top of the draft if they pan out and don't become Tony Mandarich or Matt Khalil. All due respect to Matt Khalil, but he didn't pan out. And, the teams that have them tend to hold on to them. And now you've got two of them who are going to be available. What are they worth? And they all have red flags. I mean, Peters is older. Williams didn't play at all last year. Williams reportedly wants $20 million a year. These are cornerstone pieces of an offensive line and guys who can come in and provide leadership. And it's going to be a real challenge. But we know this. In the early days of free agency, teams tend to overspend. Now, with Williams, it's more than just spending on him. You have to placate Washington with a trade offer. And the more he wants, the less a team is going to want to give up via trade. But, if you need a left tackle, there aren't many ways to find one, and this is a good way to find one if you're in the market, and it seems like more teams than not are in the market for a left tackle.
We're closing in here on quarterback carousel, quarterback go-round, whatever you want to call it. It is going to be pretty spectacular. It seems like there's more players than jobs. Should a team like the Bears, would it be wiser to sit back and try to be patient and see what lands, or be aggressive and go get the Andy Dalton you want?
Well, I mean, it depends on whether or not you want to bench Mitch Trubisky now or hold out the possibility of benching him later. The Ryan Tannehill model, right? Right?
That's what they're going to do. Well, they're going to either bench him now or later.
Right.
I love it.
And if you go out and you sign one of these guys right out of the gates or trade for Andy Dalton and his $17 million salary, the message is that guy is the starter. If you wait until it plays out and you get a guy to come in and be the backup to Mitchell Trubisky, well, you don't know what's going to happen. And if they do that, right, that's kind of halfway admitting your mistake with Mitchell Trubisky. You have to be ready to put the backup on the field at the right time and not cling too long to Trubisky. I think the Titans waited too long to flip to Ryan Tannehill. They still made it to the Final Four, but they could have won the division. Who knows? They could have had a bye if they would have gone to Tannehill more quickly. But I think once you know that the guy you bring in to be the number two is ready to leapfrog Trubisky, you got to be ready to do it. But it all depends on how much they're willing to commit and how much Ryan Pace is willing to admit that he made a mistake. And he made a series of mistakes, because the first mistake was trading up to get Mitchell Trubisky when Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson were on the board. But the second mistake was hiring a coach who has a system that doesn't really fit Mitchell Trubisky. That kind of seals the fate. If the coach isn't going to adjust the offense to fit Trubisky, then at some point Trubisky's got to go, and you got to get somebody who fits the offense. So, you know, the sooner you admit your mistakes, the better off you're going to be as a football operation. And the teams that really crumble are the ones that keep trying to justify the mistake, and they just double down and triple down and quadruple down, and everything crumbles around them.
Great stuff. Mike, thanks a ton.
See you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. That is Mike Florio. Always a joy to talk to him. We're going to,
I keep waiting for the football argument that Mitch Trubisky is going to improve in 2020.
Yeah, who's going to make that?
I'm waiting.
Trubisky magic.
If there's one to be made, I really.
Hub makes it, right?
Well, sort of. But I want to hear what they're basing that on. What anyone would base that on, and why an upgrade in the quarterback carousel that you're referring to isn't a better option than what you currently have.
Well, I think it's amusing that the way Mike puts it. You're going to bench him now bench him later?
I mean,
that's what everyone
thinks.
Because
it reinforces the outside perception, and I want to know, where is there an argument to be made? Maybe this is something we explore tomorrow or down the road.
That's a good idea. But we'll do that tomorrow. Okay. That sounds like fun. But today, we have to bring in Dan and Connor and talk to them, and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
Mully and Haw on the score.
Hey, Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition coming up with Mully and Haw at 9 o'clock.
Brand new Bears quarterback speculation. We will get into that. And now that sports gambling is legal in Illinois, we've got odds on all kinds of things we're going to have some fun with.
Some places to put your money. That's coming up on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on 670 The Score.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Those who don't have 20/20 vision usually do something about it. But many who can't breathe freely through their nose just live with it, not realizing they can have 20/20 breathing. At Advent, we're out to change that. With 20/20 breathing, you'll have fewer sinus infections, more energy, you'll sleep better, and you will live better. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula. In 2006, Advent pioneered the balloon sinuplasty procedure. And since, thousands of our patients can tell you, this simple 20-minute in-office solution really works. Balloon sinuplasty can give you 20/20 breathing so you can breathe freely through both nostrils with your mouth closed day and night. And that can change your life. Visit AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Mortgage interest rates are in the twos. And by twos, I mean we are locking 30-year fixed loans in the twos. Imagine being able to lower your monthly mortgage payment $300, $500, even $700 a month, and maybe getting some cash out to pay off the credit cards or just stick it in the bank. If you have a mortgage, let's see how much money we can save you. The 5-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. With spring on the way and my allergies about to kick in, I am thrilled that I won't have to deal with contacts and all of that nonsense at the same time. If you're looking for the same, just call or go online and schedule your consultation for LASIK as low as $495 per eye. The consultation is amazing. They take you through every step, and they get you the answers you're looking for. Plus, with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy.
We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's